The Sudanese Resistance Committee, a grassroots group, led a big protest in Sudan on Tuesday and announced that it has steadfastly rejected any negotiations with Sudan's military leaders, General Abdel Fattah Burhan and General Dagalo. The protest group has called for both men to be tried in court. The announcement came amid growing tension between General Mohamed Dagalo, known as General Hamid, the deputy head of Sudan's ruling council, and the army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the country's de facto leader. Joseph Sigo is the director of research at African Center for Strategic Studies. He explained to VOA's senior analyst, Mohamed El-Shanawi, the impact of these developments on the troubled transition in Sudan.
Well, it reflects the deep distrust of the military. And this is distrust based on experience. The military has repeatedly derailed efforts to move the democratic transition forward, despite previous promises that it would do so. And so they have very low levels of credibility. Moreover, the military has been in power for 3 decades. And so the Sudanese population is very wary of anything that the military has said because, you know, from their perspective, the military is just trying to hold on to power at all cost and isn't committed to the revolution of 2019.
General Dagalo's comments came amid growing tension between his paramilitary unit called Rapid Support Force, RSF, and the army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the country's de facto leader. General al-Burhan warned last week that he would not tolerate the RSF operating as an independent force and should instead be merged into the army. What could that lead to in Sudan?
It's notable that General Burhan is saying that, and it again points to the escalating tensions, and it could portend, you know, highly destabilizing implications for Sudan. There has been an ongoing rivalry between Burhan and Hemeti. This takes many forms. You have the standing Sudanese armed forces versus the militia run by Hemeti, the Rapid Support Forces. You know, it's a tension between the Sudan center and Khartoum versus the periphery. Hemeti hails from Western Sudan. And increasingly, the Hemeti's forces, the RSF, are better resourced. They have access to revenues from the gold trafficking in the West and from stipends that Hemeti has gained from sending fighters to Yemen in support of the Saudi forces there. Nonetheless, the Sudan armed forces, the statutory forces, are more established. And so you have this very uneasy coalition that has been coexisting. And as part of the proposed transition, the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces, are supposed to be integrated into the Sudan armed forces. And this is a big hurdle that we're seeing for the transition to move forward. By doing so, Hemeti would effectively be giving up his key lever of power and influence in Sudan. And he's been very hesitant to do that. And that's one of the reasons Burhan would like to see, you know, the integration happening so that he is able to absorb the RSF inside the statutory forces. So you really have a battle of wills, a battle of interest that is going on. And it's dangerous because if the two forces were to face off, it could be highly destabilizing and to a point of a civil war, potentially like what we've seen in South Sudan. And this would add to the already volatile context we have in Sudan, where there are other armed groups who are fighting the Sudan armed forces. So it's an important escalation that we'll want to keep our eyes on.
That was Joseph Sigo, the director of research at Africa Center for Strategic Studies in Washington, D.C. He was speaking with VOA senior analyst Mohamed El-Shanawi.